T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
California Congressman Adam Schiff announcing this morning that he is running for U.S. Senate. For a closer look at the race, we check in live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline with our political reporter, Doug Sovereign. So, Doug, this sounds like it's making for a really interesting race. You've got Katie Porter, unofficially Barbara Lee, and now Adam Schiff.
Yeah, it's going to be a great race. I mean, if you'd like to watch campaigns, there are three very popular Democrats, each with their own constituency. In the case of Schiff and Porter, very good at raising money. It'll be a fascinating race. I mean, you know, for Democrats in other states, you know, California, they'll be envying the depth of the field and the wealth of riches that California has when you have three Democrats like that running for the Senate. Any one of them would probably make a pretty effective U.S. senator. And there could be somebody else getting into this race. I don't think Ro Khanna will in the end, but he's considering it. And there could be a wild card we haven't thought of. But certainly, even if it's just those three, it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out campaign with a lot of money raised, a lot of money spent on ads, on TV and radio. And, you know, we're a year from the primary, a little more than that, almost 13 months or so from the primary. And it's going to be a pretty interesting and contentious campaign, Holly.
We spoke with Schiff this morning, and he had said that he wanted to get in early, but he had also been in touch with Dianne Feinstein because she hadn't said what her future plans were going to be. And do you think that makes a difference to voters overall when you know that he has essentially had her blessing?
Well, you know, I don't think she's going to endorse anyone in this campaign. Certainly, if she were going to do that, he would probably be the one she'd endorse. Because ideologically, certainly he is the closest to Dianne Feinstein. He's more moderate than either Porter or Lee. On the other hand, she's had a really long relationship with Barbara Lee, longer than the one she's had with Adam Schiff. And I don't think she would mind having a woman succeed her, considering that she took office in the year of the woman, you know, over 30 years ago. So it's a sticky situation for Feinstein. I would not expect her to endorse one of the Democrats. She'll probably sit it out. The way Barbara Boxer did when she stepped down, although she made very clear she wanted a progressive woman to take her place, and she was satisfied with Kamala Harris as that choice. So I don't think, even though, you know, he kind of said he has her blessing and that she was gracious and comfortable with him declaring now, I mean, she could still decide to run again, Senator Feinstein. Nobody thinks she will. And certainly if she was going to run again, she would not be telling Katie Porter and Barbara Lee and Adam Schiff when they call her, sure, go ahead and declare. So he may have overstated the degree of her blessing. I don't think she's going to endorse him. I don't think it bothers voters because I think everybody really does assume that Dianne Feinstein is not going to seek another term.
So why wait so long to let people know what your plans are?
In Feinstein's case, I think, you know, there's some probably a little bit of uncertainty in her mind. You know, it's hard to say, you know, as John Madden would always say, the finality of it all when it's over. It's hard to step away when this has been your whole life and career. So I think for her, you know, there's no hurry from her point of view. And she wants to hold on as long as she can and go out on her own terms and doesn't want to feel forced out. So I think that's what it's all about for her. I think Schiff would not have announced today if Katie Porter hadn't come out a couple weeks ago and really gotten out of the gates early. Barbara Lee, I was planning to wait, I think, until the spring after Dianne Feinstein announced, but now the pressure's on her to declare formally. So I think we'll see that probably in the next couple weeks too. I'd be very surprised if we get through February without Barbara Lee making it official that she's part of this race too.
Thanks very much, KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.